Because I get to sit up here and I get to see every face and every pair of eyes and every bit of energy. So let me say quite differently than I was going to say it, because let me say it from what I can see from up here. Now, I've looked at, during this first 10 or 20 minutes, I've looked closely at every single person in here. Every one of you is a spiritual finder. I don't see any secrets. Now, you may argue, your mind may rear up and say, wait a minute. No, no, no. I'm a mess. I'm confused. I don't know up from down. You don't know my history. Thank God. You don't know what I'm dealing with. You never met my parents. But I know who I'm dealing with. All I have to do is look in your eyes. I see a room full of finders. I'm dead serious. I'm not being cute.
You are cute, though.
In fact, you could almost say my whole job is to get you to see, in any way I can accomplish it, to get you to see what I see when I look at you. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I agree with you. I told people, I said, I found God, I found what I'm looking for. But I think most of us have relationship issues with God. Like sometimes it seems like a tease, or I told one person, I said, it's stingy. She said, no, you're being stingy with God. And Yogananda said, he's shy. So he withholds himself. So, you know, there's all that stuff. Could be a stormy relationship at times. And I think I'm speaking for all of us.
Well, let's find out. If she's speaking for you, raise your hand. Apparently, you're only speaking for yourself.
I said, I felt like I found God. I found what I'm looking for. I'm a finder. But it's like getting married. You're married and then you got a 40-year relationship to work out. So there's issues.
I see.
Seems like he's stingy and it's a tease. And it's like, well, I thought this was supposed to be all wonderful. And it's not.
Oh, okay.
But you know he's there and you found him. Mm-hmm. So I'm all alone.
I think I have difficulty drawing into action what I feel to be there, and that sometimes I feel that painful things or painful feelings or conflicts, but not like it's a relationship issue, but I could see where someone might categorize it, or not categorize it, consider it in that way.
Or experience it that way.
Experience in that way. I mean, sometimes, despite what I know is true, I feel alone or tense about the future or whatever things might arise, and I can consider that as or experience it, describe it in a lot of different ways. I'm describing it this particular way as if that's the way it actually is, but it's, I can see saying it, that it's a description. That I guess I could describe it as, it seems like God's holding back, instead of like, I'm feeling scared for no reason or whatever. But just things happen, and then I come up with a description.